From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Vieques bombing accident report is in, and it could mean a court-martial for one Marine and improved training in Puerto Rico. Commonwealth members look at new ways to gauge heavy debt for small countries, and why a deal between a former Cayman banker and U.S. authorities have left many facing American tax evasion charges. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A young Marine faces a possible court-martial and U.S. authorities are looking at ways to improve their training exercises. That's the result following a report on the April bombing accident at the U.S. base at Vieques, Puerto Rico, in which a civilian was killed. A short while ago, I spoke to Ricardo Nelson, the spokesman for the U.S. Naval Station at Roosevelt Roads. I asked how a sophisticated operation like the U.S. Navy can make such a basic error.
I think it's important to point out that the investigation concluded that the tragic accident was the result of two critical errors. The first error was a target misidentification by the pilot of the Marine Corps F/A-18 Hornet, who incorrectly identified the observation post, or otherwise known as OP-1, as his intended target. The two 500-pound bombs were delivered, as I said,